Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Our scripture lesson today comes from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, starting with verse 5. And now says the Lord, who formed me in his womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. He says, it is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nations, slave of rulers. Kings shall see and stand up, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen. You pray with me. Eternal and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and may the inspiration and the thoughts and the imagination of all of our hearts this day be acceptable in your sight. For you, O Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. This seems to be the season of a particular time in our life. Actually, these things happen every so often. A lot of movement seemed to be kind of creeping up into the national agenda. We have the occupying movement, a Tea Party movement. I'm wondering if you've heard of the slow food movement. Have you heard of the slow food movement? Well, it's obviously a movement that is anti-fast food. And the idea is that we are all so caught up, at least I can admit for myself, fast food. Not only do we drive through fast food restaurants to get our food fast, but we consume it pretty fast. I am the world's worst fast consumer. Ask my wife, Mary Brooks. She will tell you, boy, you eat your food too fast. And the idea is not just anti-fast food, anti-fried, reconstituted, microwaved, in and out. It's losing the real sense of leisure cuisine. The whole idea of sitting around the table as a family in conversation and slowly digesting your food, to savor the whole experience of the meal. Slow. I think this started in Italy or somewhere, where the whole idea is the gathering around the table and to savor and enjoy the meal together. Well, that's what I want to do today. It's one of the reasons we're vested today, is that this is a Holy Communion Day. And I want us to take Holy Communion slowly. It seems that because of time restraints in worship, that we kind of treat Holy Communion as fast food. It's hurry up, get it done. We've got to get out of here, so let's do communion fast. So I want to slow us down a little bit today and savor the experience. Holy Communion starts with an invitation. And it's an invitation, first of all, to all believers. But in the United Methodist Church, it's an invitation that is broader. It's an invitation to all, first of all baptized Christians. In the United Methodist Church, we believe that all persons baptized into the Church of Jesus Christ, whatever your background may have been and whatever your denomination may be today, Roman Catholic, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, Disciples of Christ, Lutheran, your baptism is a baptism into the Church of Jesus Christ, and therefore we do not limit who receives the sacrament today. The invitation is open to all to come and share the experience with us. It's not limited to Methodist, it's everyone. Now there's another aspect of Holy Communion related to United Methodist that's particular and peculiar. It comes from John Wesley, because he believed that the experience itself, the sacrament, was in fact also a converting ordinance. Which means, if there's anyone here that's a marginal believer, or someone because of the inspiration of the moment, because of the words expressed, because of the experience of the morning, it could have an effect of good news. And therefore, it's open to any and all. It's also the reason children with their parents can come and share the sacrament. It's an open communion. And the truth is, we do hope that everyone feels welcomed and included to share it with us. So the invitation is this: Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. That's the invitation. It's Christ's invitation to all of us. Come. Now, part of the great tradition of this sacrament is that we prepare ourselves. We prepare our hearts. And we do so through confession. Now, I've been told on several occasions, why do we have to say this confession when I don't think I've done anything wrong? Well, first of all, we're about to do a corporate confession. This is the confession of the church. And we all say this together in common and in solidarity. Because we are a church. We want to be a church that fully lives out the will of God. But the truth of the matter is, we do fall short. And so we do a common confession. Now, when that's over, I'm going to call for a time of silence. Now, we're pretty uncomfortable with silence. We're pretty busy people. We like noise. We like to know that something's going on. Particularly in a worship setting, silence can be awkward and uncomfortable. But I'm going to give you a moment of silence. And in the silence, that's yours. It's yours for a personal examination of self. It's yours for your own moment with God. It is a silence for you in your own way, in your own words, in your own manner, to get right with God. Therefore, together, let us all confess our sin before God and one another. So will you join me? Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. we sincerely offer our confessions and open ourselves to God. We need to remember that there is always good news. To not proclaim the good news after a confession is missing the point. Some call it absolution, some call it assurance, but is the good news. It's the whole point of Christ Jesus our Lord. And so hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. And that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Now, I've just granted absolution to everyone in the room, except one person, me. I'm asking you, will you absolve me? Will you offer me forgiveness?
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
And all of us together, glory to God. Amen. Now, as reconciled and forgiven people, let us offer ourselves and our gifts to God. Now, this is a piece of the service that we really neglect, particularly when we're doing fast communion. But we're doing slow food communion today, and so we're going to take the time to prepare ourselves once again to receive the elements of the Holy Communion. We prepare our hearts. And to do that, we pass the peace. We give, acknowledge, blessing, and grace to one another. This is more than just meet and greet that we did a few minutes ago. This is a time when we actually offer peace. Now, ways to do this can be, and a traditional way is, you turn to your neighbor and you say, "The peace of God be with you." And their response can be, "And also with you." If you're with a particular person that's very close and intimate, you may offer, "God loves you and so do I." Or, you know, "The love of God be with you." Or, "May God bless you this day." And then over the responses, "And bless you as well." Or, "Love you too." Or, "God loves you and so do I." And we're going to do that. We're going to take the time. Now, you can just turn to your neighbor if you'd like and just express blessing and grace. It's very important that everyone receives a blessing and everyone gives it in return. That means this section over here is light. So look around. If you see somebody that needs to be blessed, go do it. Make sure everyone in the room receives and gives a blessing. As reconciled and forgiven people, let us offer ourselves and our gifts to God. Oh, sweet, and also with you. Slow communion can be actually quite nice. So let's continue. This is called the Prayer of the Great Thanksgiving. It's a prayer that's in three parts. It is a reminder and telling us the story of the great salvation history of God, and to remind us that God has been at work long before we got here. And has prepared the way for us. The first part is God's salvation history. The second part is our prayer of thanksgiving for Christ Jesus our Lord and what he has done for us and how he has given himself to us, particularly today through the elements. And then the last part of the prayer is a prayer of commissioning of who we are and what we're about and what God is calling us to do in the world. So let us pray together. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and a joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image, and you breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets, who looked for that day when justice shall roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream, and when nation shall not lift up sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war anymore. And so with your people and on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. What we're about to do now is to join our voices with the chorus of the angels in the eternal hallelujah to God. If you want to read all about it, read the book of Revelation, and you will hear the songs of the angels singing perpetual songs to God. And we are about to join that song together. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent in the fullness of time to be a light to the nations, of whom the scriptures declared, "Arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon the earth. Nations shall come to his light, and kings to the brightness of his dawn." But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And upon him was the punishment that made us whole. And by his bruises, we are healed. Your own Son came among us as a servant to be Emmanuel, your presence with us. He humbled himself in obedience to your will and freely accepted death on a cross. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. You delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves. In praise and thanksgiving, as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, and make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we all feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And let us all say, Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us for our celebration services, an uplifting mix of contemporary and traditional worship styles, as we open our hearts to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Sunday mornings at 8:15, 9:30, or 10:45. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.